This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. And I want you to get a Bible, if you would, and to get a piece of paper and a pencil and to follow along as we look at the scriptures and see what the Bible is saying to you. I want you to be able to understand the scriptures. The scriptures are not difficult to understand. They can be understood. You can know what the Bible says. And it's just a matter that sometimes we have to apply ourselves to study the Word of God to see what it's saying. Sometimes we have to go beyond the simple English words and look at some meanings of words in their original language to understand the message that the New Testament writer had for the people of their day. What were some of the customs of the day, and what does God want you to know? But the Bible can be understood, and it's something that you need to know to be able to give a reason for the hope that is in you. And I'd like to have you get a Bible and follow along, and particularly I'd like to have you write these verses down so you can go back and study them again and again and again. I want to give you a very special message for today. It's a very special day, and I want you to know that God loves you, God cares for you, and God has prepared something wonderful for each and every one of us. God created a beautiful world. God created the heaven and the earth, and He created it in 6 days. And He created it perfect. And if you read the book of Genesis chapter 1 and read the story of creation, that when God created each thing, created the heavens and the earth, and He created the sun, the moon, the stars, and He created the animals, and He created man, and everything that He did on each of those 6 days of creation, God looked at His creation, and it was good. It was good and very good. God created it perfect. What God also did when He created man, giving man the ability with free will to choose, and He put him in the Garden of Eden, and in the Garden of Eden were trees from which man could eat. But there was one tree in the middle of the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and God told man not to eat of that tree, for in the day that he would eat of that tree, he would die. And we see that as man was given the opportunity to choose, that he was tempted by what he saw. Man was tempted, and he ate of the forbidden fruit. And as a result of submitting to the temptation, eating the forbidden fruit, the process of dying in man began. And the lie that man was told by Satan was really the breaking point. God said in Genesis chapter 3, Genesis chapter 2, do not eat of this particular tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you turn to the book of Genesis and the second chapter, and this is the point of chapters 2 and verse 7, where God created and formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Man became a living being when God breathed into him the nephesh, which is Hebrew for the breath of life. And the same breath that gave man life in the Garden of Eden is the same breath that is given to animals. Animals, man and dog, man and cat, man and cow, man and donkey, man and pig, man and bird. Every created animal it has the same breath that was breathed into man. And it was a breath that provided life. It is a breath that made him a living being, a living creature, a living created organism. But man was created unique in the fact that he was given free will. And he was put in the garden and told in verse 17 of chapter 2, "But from the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day you eat thereof you shall surely die." In chapter 3, the woman was tempted by the serpent. Satan was using the serpent in this particular case. Satan walks around as a roaring lion, as he's described in the New Testament, as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He will use anything and anyone for his bidding to thwart God's plan. And in this particular case, Satan used the serpent, and the serpent spoke to the woman. And in verse 4, the serpent told the woman, "You surely shall not die. For God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." This was not man's place. Man was subject to God. He was the created. God was the creator. But this temptation, Satan told man he would not die, even though God said he would. And then he went on to say that you're going to be like God. And it was not man's place to be in that position. Man submitted to the temptation. And sin entered the world. And man fell from his place in God's eyes. Sin entered the world. And man was now a being that was going to be subject to death. Because God said it, and it began to take place. But God still loves man. It isn't the creature, it isn't the created man that he does not like. It's the sin that we commit that he doesn't like. And it is the sin that we need to ask forgiveness for. God loved the world. We talked about this a great deal last week. God so loved the world that he gave Jesus to die for us as a substitute. Because sin has to be paid for. The sin that we commit, the mistakes that we make every single day, have to have a payment of some sort. When you go into a grocery store and you pick the items off the shelf, you get to the cash register, you have to pay for those items. When we make mistakes, we have to pay for the mistakes that we made. They have to be paid for. And God's way of paying for sin from the Old Testament, from the very beginning, was with a blood sacrifice. And in the Old Testament, animals were sacrificed in place of man. And once and for all, we found in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26 and 27 and 28. Write those verses down. Hebrews 9, 26 through 28. That Jesus became sin and he died once for us. He died once. He didn't have to die many times. He only died once. And it was his sacrifice, the shedding of his blood, that made it possible that we could have eternal life. God so loved the world. He loved mankind. He loved his creation. And he loved it so much that he was willing to give his son to die, that you and I could have life. God did not want us to be destroyed. We talked about the word perish in John 3:16 last week. It's the word perish is not the death that people die today. We go to funerals and there's a time of sadness, yet it's a time of rejoicing at the same time if they've been in Christ, because they will live again. But that is not the death that John 3:16 is talking about. The death that John 3:16 is talking about is the eternal destruction. God does not want us to be fully destroyed. Fully destroyed is what the Greek word for perish means in John 3:16. God provided Jesus that we might have life. Jesus was a gift that God provided. And all we have to do is accept that free gift. It's a gift of life through Jesus. There is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. Hebrews 9:22. And if we believe in Jesus, we can have eternal life. And it'll be ours when Jesus returns. It'll be ours because we will be raised back to life. People that die today are asleep in the ground and will literally be raised back to life. They will be woken up out of the sleep. Job said, "Hide me in the grave until your wrath be past, and then remember me." Job 14. Job 19. Two great passages to study. God loves you, and He provided Jesus. God so loved the world so that you might live. He provided a human sacrifice, the human Jesus, a man created like us, created with the ability to die so that we might have life. And today, Jesus is alive forevermore. May God bless.